Oh, I hope so, Rob. I must admit, I've been at Three Counties for a long time and we talk about Keach Cottage quite frequently, but this is actually the first time that I've been inside. And, well, it sort of takes your breath away a little bit. I mean, it's a very special place. I'm in the children's side of the hospice and obviously it's all geared up for the children. And as soon as you walk in the door, there's a giant lion teddy bear and a giant teddy bear. And I mean, it's all geared up to welcome the children, make them feel as comfortable as possible. And obviously this is the most difficult time for parents you can possibly ever imagine. I mean, losing a child, you can't even begin to imagine how awful that must be. But for the children that come here, this is going to be where they unfortunately pass away. And, you know, the quality of life in those last few days is absolutely paramount. And we do have a little boy in the Three Counties who is unfortunately going to come here, or hopefully come here, but at the moment he doesn't want to because they don't have Nickelodeon. And I'm joined here by Jeanette Farrow. She's the Children's Services Manager. She can tell me a little bit more about it. So when did you first hear about this little boy that wants to come and the problem that of Nickelodeon?
Well, basically he came to us just before Christmas and having unfortunately been diagnosed with a brain tumour, and he came to us but he kept insisting he's not going to be with us much longer, but he kept insisting that he wanted to go home. He didn't actually tell us why, and we thought it just wanted to be his home surroundings and that's where he would prefer to be. His mum kind of wanted to stay here because she's obviously much more supported here and she's got the support of all the staff team and there's other children here, so I think she felt more comfortable to be here. But eventually we said, okay, he wants to go home, let's give it a try. So she went home and one of the community nurses went out to visit that day. And it all turns out the reason that he wanted to be at home was he just wanted Nickelodeon TV, which we don't have, unfortunately, at Keach. So we used to have Sky TV and somebody funded it for us, but the funding ran out a couple of months ago and we haven't had the money to be able to get it reconnected.
So this all just comes down to funding for Keach Cottage, basically.
Yeah, it is, and it's very, very hard here, and I guess people don't realise, but I mean, to run the children's side, it costs us £2.5 million a year to run, and most of that money is purely going on the quality of care for the children, so it's not kind of on wages and things like that. You know, obviously it does pay for nurses and carers and things, but you know, it's £2.5 million, and out of that, we're probably lucky to get 20% from the statutory funding. So we are just so reliant on Joe Public to, you know, put their hands in their pocket, do whatever they can for us. And it is silly little things like Nickelodeon TV. This boy is no longer mobile. He's a 9-year-old boy.
Can I ask how much longer he's got left?
It's really hard to tell. To be honest, we didn't expect him to still be here today. So, I mean, it could literally be any time.
And the parents would rather be here with the support of your wonderful staff.
Yeah, but they feel a lot more comfortable
here. This is obviously really important to him, though.
Yeah, totally. It is, and as Mum rightly says, you know, when you've got nothing else left but to sit in a chair, you know, actually TV becomes the biggest, and if you can't get it right, if you can't have the channel you really want to watch and the programs you really want to watch, what else have you got? And I just think that's really tragic. And you know, and as soon as we found out obviously that this was the barrier for our young lad to coming back to Keach, that's when we put the appeal on Facebook. And I mean, everybody's responses has been absolutely wonderful, and I mean, we can't thank Three Counties Radio enough for coming straight out. We only put on a couple of hours ago, so this is all amazing.
Well, I mean, if there's anything that we can do to help, I know Drive Time would love to try and help Keach Cottage sort this out. I mean, I'm standing, Rob, in sort of the heart of Keach Cottage in the children's ward, and it's this big playroom. The colours are so vivid, and there is a TV, central TV, and this is where the Sky TV would go. So it would be for all the children, wouldn't it, Jeanette? It just wouldn't be for one child. It would be for all the children to share. And at the moment, it was funny, as I arrived, they were trying to hook it up just to watch normal TV, and they were having enough problems. So it would be an absolute blessing for Keach Cottage.
Have they still got a dish and a box?
Have you still got a dish and a box?
Right, we have actually got a box. I've been and investigated, and we've got a box that's just not kind of working.
So you just need the money to hook it back up.
Initially, we need a short-term fix and we need a long-term fix, because what we don't want to do is we don't want to be in this position again. You know, you can't put children through this. You cannot have the barriers of them not wanting to be in the best place for them just because of a Nickelodeon or just because of a ITV2, whatever it is. And so short-term, we need the box reconnected, and we need to make sure that works, because we're trying to get this little boy back to us by Monday. So when I say short term, I'm talking now,